This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The city council in Pueblo rejected an effort to ban abortion within the city limits. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on last night's vote.
The proposed ordinance failed 4-3. Opponents said it would be impractical, costly, and futile to try to defend an abortion ban from legal challenges because it violates state law. It was a boisterous hearing with clapping, cheers, and some interruptions and shouting. Supporters of the ban said Pueblo had a right to govern itself. The city council president said lawmakers in Denver shouldn't determine what is and isn't allowed in Pueblo. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some Colorado colleges are seeing fewer first-generation freshmen this year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
First-year students declined 7.5% at Fort Lewis College in Durango. Officials say many students last fall just gave up after having technical problems filling out the federal financial aid form, FAFSA. Other colleges also saw dips in first-year students. But overall, most colleges saw an increase in total enrollment, including Fort Lewis College. Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction was an outlier. Its freshman class is 35% bigger. The college replicated a federal financial aid calculator and sent out aid offers sooner than other colleges. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Police in Denver will be on the lookout for expired tags and temporary license plates next month. A violation will cost $95. Denver police gave tickets to more than 400 people for expired registrations during its last crackdown in July. This is CPR News.